My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes is trying to keep Davin sober. He may want to drink as she asks him if he's going to lick her down. And then all sorts of sexy talk ensues. So listen, get titillated, and enjoy.
All right. She goes, let's not think about anything else. Let's concentrate on us. I go, okay, sounds like a great idea. I hope my love doesn't go back to drinking. Because as you recall, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and the priest who she prompted me to...
She's keeping good notes this week.
This one, yeah.
The priest, you know, said that a real good girlfriend would have stopped me from drinking, or at least tried to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so now she knows, all right, that's the tactic now. Or I'm supposed to stop him. I'm supposed to say, yeah, why don't you go have some wine and calm down?
I go, it is a struggle, to be honest. I use it as a crutch to get work done and mask the pain. The downfall is it makes me do bad things. I need to control it sometime soon. She goes, think of me, my love. I go, I will try to do better for you. I am an addict. I kicked the habit for a long time, but I have fallen into my old ways. It fills me with shame. She goes, please.
And bourbon.
Exactly. Please try and stop for me. If you feel like drinking, just get some soft chilled Coca-Cola and drink.
Have a Coke and a smile, damn it.
Soft chilled Coca. What, you reading off the menu?
I know.
Where's those fucking notes?
She's got poems, menus.
Yeah, really?
She's got props.
Anything in a storm.
She's prop act. Now you stop reading now. Drink some Coke.
I got the sign right here. It says drink Coke.
You will never work on it again if you keep on drinking.
Hug a polar bear. No.
I go, I will try. It is no way to live. I need to find something else to deal with stress. Something less destructive. Soda does not do for my body and mind chemically what alcohol does. Mm. Alcohol loosens me up. Lets me unwind enough so I can focus on the task at hand until I am too loose and can't focus anymore.
Let's go drunk.
I'm an addict, stupid. Respect my disease. She goes, just stop alcohol. It's no good for you. I go, but it's not that easy. Have you ever been addicted to something? Yeah, with you.
Oh, Pete, you.
I thought it, and then you said it.
No, she said it.
I know. I thought it, and then you repeated her saying it, and I went, oh.
I liked it. Oh, I go, you are addicted to me? She goes, yeah, can't stop talking to you. I go, well, then you know how things that are no good for you are hard to give up. I'm a bad boy, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're an addicted.
I know voodoo.
Yes.
And I threatened to use it on her.
I know.
Fucking
you
snapped
did.
It.
You and, said you had a doll that looked like a goddamn.
Well,
the
reason
is
fine. Go to see Julie.com. There's a plug, you whore. Anyway. Come on the show, you cunt. Anyway.
No!
Sorry. That's okay. I'll buy a banana bread. Yeah. She goes, yeah, but you are sweet. I go, but I cause pain, like alcohol does for me. The difference is I love you. You make me a better person. I hate alcohol. It makes me do bad things, but my body needs it. She goes, we got to find a way to put alcohol off your eyes and tongue. Apart from alcohol, don't you have any special drink? I go, well, I'd rather have you on my eyes and tongue.
Oh, hey.
She goes, LOL, are you going to lick my down?
Oh, is she a baby duck now?
She's fucking snow. She's going to lick your boom boom down. Are you going to lick my down?
Are you going to lick my down?
And I laughed out loud at my computer like an asshole.
Are you going to lick
my... Hold on,
my...
I got to write that down and say that's Mr. Helix. Are you going to lick my down?
You know what? They better have an erotica book. Somebody better run out and buy the erotica book really quick.
Know,
with phrases like that.
It's like, are you a goose comforter?
Take it like a woman to make it, put it like fucking bedding.
Are you a percale?
Will you like my duvet? My duvet? What?
Lick my duvet.
That sounded filthy.
That sounded sexier than what she said. Are you going to lick my down?
Rub my thread count.
I'd love to, or then fucking strangle her with
she
it.
She got off book on that one.
She did.
I haven't seen this in the script before.
Sorry.
Romance scam, bullshit artist. Where do I go? Where are my stories?
Mm-hmm. pull a 10 out of petty cash and run down to the erotica store. Get a book.
I need some help with this.
I go, well, if allowed to, absolutely.
Of course.
She goes, you such a naughty, sexy guy. I got the fun scammer back.
Finally.
I go, only because I love you. So would I be allowed? She goes, only if I will be able to suck that thing in me.
Whoa.
What?
What?
How is that even?
I meant what she meant. Don't you ruin my fun.
You knew it's... How is that even physically possible?
No.
I think it was my penis in her mouth.
Suck it in like she's like a Hoover. She's just going to suck
it. Don't ruin it.
Could you repeat the phrase, please?
If only I will be able to suck that thing in me. And again, I howled in my living room with a Woody this time.
You want to write in porn?
Oh my God, that's great. Suck that thing in me.
That's like confusing porn.
That is so confusing.
What, you don't think a woman would say that? I can lick her if she can suck that thing in me.
Oh, could you just say, I'm confused about my sexuality. What do you think, you're gay? No, I don't know what the fuck I want to talk about.
I'm not sure where I am geographically. Yeah.
What the hell I'm talking about?
Let's go over the topography.
You're ruining the love.
I'm sorry. It's so funny.
You know what I was just going to say? I was going to make a joke. I want to take it in the back. And she literally said that. She literally said that. I go, holy cow, she actually said that. She's a step ahead of me.
Maybe she should be second mic. She's certainly contributed more to the show lately.
To touch my down.
I don't like you making fun of my girlfriend.
I'm sorry. That's killing me.
With phrases like that, maybe you have a point. I gotta step it up.
I know.
A little bit more of that midnight oil, yeah.
It was funny.
That's so good.
Really,
yes.
By the way, this is not even the thing from last week, and we're getting there, where I was sitting here, and you fucking howled, and I howled, and I couldn't tell you. We're getting
there. Oh, no. I'm wondering where we're going to get up to that thing.
I guess you are a naughty and sexy gal. I like it. She goes, I have 5 minutes remaining. My time is up.
Wow!
It's like one of those corner girls that you like in the
back. That's what she wrote?
Yeah. Yes!
Yes! Our time is up.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.